the players aren't benefiting from it, and the NCAA or the SEC is, I think they know that they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting ready to – they're separating themselves from it, and then they're going to settle on this lawsuit and move on.
You know, I haven't had a game system since the Atari 2600. I played a little bit of the college football games, but did they use the last names of these?
No, they're all generic.
But they do have the numbers. I mean, Matt Jones was number 9. I mean, Quince Turner was 14.
So you knew who the player was depending on the year it
is. No question. Okay. Yeah. By the way, when C4 was in there, I mean, he was really fast and he was really good. I mean, guys that were really good in the game. I mean, they're using the likeness as far as the jersey number and the ability level. So everybody knows who it is. I mean, I'm pretty sure Johnny Manziel. Here's my thing. If I were you, I'd snatch up a few copies of this year's game.
Oh, yeah. Because
it'll be the last time you get a true representation of what players are on those individual teams. It'll probably be worth some money. Matt, we need to pick up a couple copies and keep them in the wrapper.
I've got one. Well, it's not in the wrapper. I played it.
Well, let's go buy a couple that are still in the wrapper. They'll be worthy of some money down the road, I imagine. It's, you know, to me, it's, I understand why. It does kind of suck for those of us who like to have that part of it. And for me, I'm much more passionate about college football than I am pro football. I don't have a lot of spare time now to play video games anymore, but having come up through the Sega Genesis and, you know, the Nintendos and all that and played it through to where we're at now with PS3s and Xbox and all that, I think it's a lot of fun. But you know,
I've always wondered why there couldn't be a reward for a kid who was used, his likeness was used when he graduates. When he actually walks the stage, then the NCAA has approved him getting $25,000. Or
here's your degree, here's your check.
Right. Here's your bonus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good idea. I don't know if maybe there's a way to funnel some of that money towards scholarship or towards extra funds that they can use on campus for academic purposes of some sort.
We should just let them sell their autographs.
Bingo.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. So, they're just theoretically not allowed to.
Dez Bryant is one of the strangest stories ever, the former Oklahoma State receiver who was given a suspension for an NCAA violation he didn't commit. This is the guy who went and there was an interaction with Deion Sanders that he thought might be a violation. He lied about it when asked about it, and they suspended him for lying, not for violating any sort of NCAA rule, which is so silly. The quote today on CBSSports.com, "Hell yeah, I'll be mad," when asked whether or not he'll be upset if Manziel doesn't get suspended. He says, "I will be mad, but I don't want him to get suspended. I'll be mad more at the NCAA and how they do things. I feel like it's not fair. This is something I have no problem talking about because I feel like somebody needs to say something to him and let it be known how they treat people is not right." At this point, Wally, and I'm asking everybody that will give me an answer, what's your gut say about Manziel? Is he going to be suspended in some form or fashion? I saw a story this morning from Fox Sports that says they should suspend him a couple of games and just hope for the best.
I still think that they will suspend him, but it'll be in January after the bowl game, mm-hmm. or maybe for the bowl game.
Which sucks for those of us. But you know what? It's funny because it's so crazy because of the Ohio State example. I mean, they knew before the bowl game and let him play in the bowl game. So if you're an A&M fan, would you rather have him play in the bowl game and have that bowl win vacated, or would you rather have him not play in the bowl game? You still get the experience as a fan watching him run around against other college kids. Mike, you know what? I think we may see something finally, though, with this, with a defending Heisman Trophy winner, with something that most people agree shouldn't be wrong. You may see this may be the impetus for an overhaul.
I think what they really should do is they should pick one significant game and say, and I think it should be their fourth game of the year. You know, it's not the first game against a non-conference nobody. It's not against Alabama, who everybody wants to see him play against. It's Arkansas. He doesn't play against Arkansas.
I'm sure you're preaching to the choir. Preach on.
I don't see how they don't suspend him. I mean, they have a rule in place. Whether it is right or wrong, you know, the rule is there. And if it's been violated, then what do you have a rule for?
Nobody's proven that he got paid.
But I think reasonable doubt indicates that there is something there. Nobody.
You think Uncle Nate's in on this?
Yeah, I'm sure he probably is. Again, he might as well be change your name to LeBron James. You're a high-profile athlete who's getting terrible advice from people who have no clue about advising people. That's what he is.
Well, I'm not accusing this kid. This is his handler, his manager, whatever. What if he goes, hey, you know, you're not paying me, so this guy will give me $7,500 if you'll sign some autographs.
He still can't get paid. I mean,
I still think it would be illegal, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's not the way the story comes out.
Could be.
Somebody else was getting paid.
Well, if Uncle Nate wants to stay in his role, I'm going to guess that he'll take it. He'll take the bus.
I don't think he's staying in that role after reading the parents' comments about him.
Yeah, well, I can tell he's not real popular.
Although
there.
The parents don't seem to have much influence.
I was just going to say, whatever Johnny wants is what Johnny gets.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you hear those little Johnny stories when you were a kid, this is the guy they were talking about.
Got the problem with this story in a little sense. I have such a problem with thinking about him as some righteous crusader because he's not. I don't think he is.
Mm-hmm. He's a spoiled brat.
Yeah,
but he is a kid. He might outgrow it, but apparently his dad didn't.
I get the sense that he's the kind of person that will be using, hey, I'm a kid, I'm young, when he's 32. You know, I mean, there's only so long you can use. And you're right, he is a kid. I mean, he's a kid, and I made really stupid decisions at that age, too. But
think about this. You have children. Justin has two sons. If your son was, if you were wealthy and your son was a star quarterback and you owned a Toyota dealership, would you buy him a Mercedes when he's 18?
No, I'd buy him a Toyota.
Exactly.
Yeah, give him the crappiest one on the lot, too.
Yeah,
but he wanted a Mercedes.
It's called a pre-owned, son. Enjoy it.
And the dad said, we did it because we were afraid he'd go out and do it on his own.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
And he's supposed to have like $7,500 wheels on it?
Yeah. Well, Wally, you can't be driving around in Mercedes with stock wheels. I mean, don't be ridiculous.
Gosh, what would he buy if he was a first-round draft choice with that money? A spaceship?
With really cool wheels on them, yes.
Yes.
Another thing of players running afoul of the law and being, in this case, I mean, this is far more egregious than anything that Johnny Manziel's ever done. I think we can all agree to that. The situation with Jeremy Hill, and I think you were here last week when you saw the video finally, the sucker punch, which is piled on top of the sexual assault conviction, and the fact that it was basically, I mean, frontier justice to some degree in that the judge gave him a pass and the judge has an LSU connection. And then he goes in and Les Miles, in true Les Miles form, lets the team decide whether or not he should come back on. Great leadership there. And I am one of those people that's not normally highly critical of Les Miles. I think he's a mad scientist. I don't know how he does it or what he does. I have no idea why it works, but whatever he does works. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to be good at what you do. I mean, we had a guy that was president. There have probably been a few of them that were not the brightest guys, but they were pretty good presidents over the years. So the bottom line is, for me, that was a weird thing to do. I thought that was an inappropriate thing to do from his perspective. However, I saw a story this morning that indicates that maybe, and we've seen this before, the administration may get involved. We saw the same thing with Manziel. We were told the administration wanted to suspend him all of last year, and somehow someone who must be a great petitioner talked him out of it. So I don't know how that came about, but this thing is really, it's very seedy. It's really sad. I'm all for second chances, but he got one already.
And that was assault.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, he blindsided the guy. He could have hurt him seriously. He's very fortunate that he didn't cripple the guy.
The other thing is, here's my deal. A guy who uses bad judgment this often in this bad a way, that's a guy I can't trust to be on my team. And if I'm a player, I don't care how talented the kid is, I can't trust you. If I'm a Texas A&M player, I think I could trust, Johnny Manziel to keep his cool and make plays and be all right. But I mean, to me, this is a guy that I can't have on my team. I don't know what he's going to do.
You know, and I'm not defending the Mad Hatter, but this is why his players love him. This is why they play so hard for him. He goes to the mat for them no matter what. So even if they end up losing Jeremy, his players are going to say, well, coach went all out for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
he also seems to take the blame too and relishes it.
Yeah.
Which I think they probably, coach that'll fall on the sword for his own player, I think they appreciate that. You know, you kind of, the way you described Les Miles, Justin, it sounds like Casey Stengel a little bit. Mad scientist, kind of a little wonder what he's saying when he's saying things,
mm-hmm.
but somehow gets a lot of wins. And, with Casey, it was different. He didn't have to recruit talent. Great talent ended up on the Yankees. But with LSU, he's got to do that. He's got to bring him in.
It's a story in SportingNews.com, and they're taking the president to task. And the bottom line is, we saw the same thing at Rutgers. When media pressure starts to mount towards an administration, they're moved to act. So when they make a decision or allow something to happen, that's one thing. But when they start getting a lot of heat from the media and they realize there are a lot of people paying attention to your decision-making, they sometimes will go a little different direction on their decision-making. He says here in the story, if you're the president of LSU, is this really someone you want to give a third chance to, a player who's been convicted of two serious crimes? The first, carnal knowledge of a minor, of which earned him a sentence of probation he was currently serving when the second incident occurred. So I emailed Alexander, who's been president at LSU for all of 4 months, to see if he could explain why Hill is playing at LSU and if he approved of it. Needless to say, I got no response.
Mm.
Yep. And this is not some slappy on the internet. This is the Sporting News. I mean, this is a legitimate media outlet, so I'm curious to see if there is any kind of response.
Well, last Wednesday, we had a call from an LSU graduate who said he was embarrassed.
Tiger Bait?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just saw the video.
He's never been embarrassed, unfortunately, but he should be.
I just saw the video. That's pretty much assault. You're right. I mean, the guy's got his back to him. He comes up from behind him and clocks him on the side of his head. And
anywhere else but Baton Rouge, you're off the team and you're doing time. Your probation's over because you're going to do some time. You're going to do 30 days.
We already gave you a break. We gave you probation for something you probably should have served a little bit of time on already, and then you commit another crime.
Doesn't probation mean that once...
If you do anything wrong during that period, you're screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was the actual definition of probation.
Not in Louisiana.
Ah,
they
it's a little
mean,
different there.
What that means, that's like being on double secret probation, which is what he's on now, except it's not that secret.
Triple secret is next, I guess.
See, losing is a misdemeanor. The more they lose in Louisiana, the meaner they get.
And the more desperate they get, too.
And then if you commit a felony, like their last coach did, you get fired, and then they hire Les Miles. Whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to Jerry DiNardo?
Gosh, I don't know. I
think a bunch of Cajuns took him out and drowned him in a bayou somewhere. It is amazing. Again, you go back one coach at each of the two winningest universities in the SEC West, and they were... average at best.
Well, you know who their first choice was for that job.
For what? LSU?
Mm-mm. Bobby Petrino.
Is that right? Well, thank God he didn't get down there, because if he would have got the talent that would have been given to him every year, it would have been freakish.
The story I was told was they flew up there expecting to bring him back, and they met him, and they didn't like him, didn't think he'd fit in.
Huh. Well, I think most people feel that way, but he wins. It would be scary.
Was that when he was in Louisville or Atlanta?
Louisville.
If you get a guy like that who doesn't have to recruit and is not great at recruiting, because as you just mentioned, he's not the most likable fella, where that place recruits itself,
but
that would be scary.
Coach football.
Yeah, thank God he did not get that job. That would have been a rough run.
I mean, I keep getting asked about ASU's record this year. I'll say this. I think Western Kentucky is going to win whatever conference they're in. And he'll only be there 1 year.
Well, the other thing is, too, he inherited the best running back in the league, which is kind of funny. And he's done pretty well with some high-profile running backs. Let me get Greg in. Here's a reasonable, intelligent LSU fan right here. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
What do you think they ought to do with this kid?
Well, I think they just leave him out for a couple games. That's about it. But other than that, the judge didn't seem to give him anything, did he?
This is a judge who's an LSU graduate.
Well, it don't matter what he is. Did he get him any? Was he guilty of any crime in the court of law?
Yeah, he was guilty, but whether or not they wanted to give him any time is another story.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he did. Did you see the video, Greg?
He shot the dude. He just should have walked up, punched him in the face like a man, and just keep moving.
Which is also against the law, by the way.
Okay, well, all right. I understand that, but he just needs a couple games off. I don't think he should play right away. It's not sending a good message to the team.
Here's my deal. You got three other guys that are just like him. I don't know why he's so important.
I don't know, neither.
There's a character issue here, guys.
It is. But just don't hate. Just keep moving. Things might happen. Recently the parole ease officer ain't really doing too good right now anyway. So there are problems in that system all the way around the United States. So they'll get it straight.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Okay.
And I appreciate everybody pointing out there was a coach in between DiNardo and Miles. It was Nick Saban. It's pretty good.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, go back two coaches. My bad. But it is amazing, again, that you could have a program like that with the kind of recruits you get every year and be that. I mean, they were below average. I don't remember a great team being there at all when he was coaching.
Per capita, the state of Louisiana turns out the second most NFL players of any state.
It's amazing.
I mean, their spring football in high school is big time. Baton Rouge is full of private schools that recruit. I mean, it's just you got Catholic and Parkview Baptist, and they're in the playoffs every year, but they recruit.
We don't do that here.
Not anymore.
10:30, Wally Hall, Phil Olson, Justin Akre. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. Matty T's here, too. Play a little UCA sound coming up. Clint Conk talking about his team, speaking of guys from Louisiana. Looking forward to a great year. A team that is ranked sixth.